PNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, upper 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid 30s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies around 60. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the mid 40s. For Saturday, sunny skies, warmer temperatures at 73. Right now, it's 52.
You don't farm for just you. There's generations before you and generations that'll come after. You live up to legacy as much as you build one for the future to come. And is why our all-new Gleaner S9 Series combines blend technology and know-how to give you the very best in control, comfort, and combine performance. It's the next generation Gleaner for the next generation of farming. Available at Can Equip in Marysville. The all-new S9 Series from Gleaner, built with the farmer in mind.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The latest WASD forecasts a record year for soybean exports. Correspondent Michael Clements.
The latest USDA World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates released Friday forecasted increased exports of U.S. soy to a record high of 2.2 billion bushels. The prior record was from the 16-17 marketing year, which saw exports of 2.167 billion bushels. Mac Marshall, United Soybean Board and U.S. Soybean Export Council, Vice President of Market Intelligence, says the report offers insight into the strong value of U.S. soy.
We saw an upward revision to expected U.S. exports for the new marketing year, taking it up by 75 million bushels to a record 2.2 billion bushels. So very exciting news there from the export channels. We also had an integration of the September 30th grain stocks report, which took down ending stocks on September 1st to about 523 million bushels. So you put together the higher export expectations coupled with lower inventories coming into the marketing year, and we're looking at ending stocks for the new marketing year being revised down to 290 million bushels. So certainly very supportive for soybean prices.
USDA dropped the estimate for soybean production by 45 million bushels harvested compared to last month's report, lowering ending stocks while also revising exports up 75 million bushels on a record early season. Marshall says the report and price rally come at a time where U.S. soybean farmers can capture that value.
As combines are going full steam and harvest pace is picking up across the country, it's a great opportunity right now where we're seeing the highest prices in several years. We're very excited about what that means for returns for U.S. soybean farmers.
The Soy Checkoff works around the clock to promote U.S. soy. Marshall says the latest WASDE report also reflects the return on investment and support for the soybean market the checkoff provides U.S. soybean farmers. Michael Clements reporting.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hey, let's take a break from political ads and talk about the Mosier Ranch private treaty bull sales starting at 11 a.m. Saturday, October 31st at the ranch north of Wheaton, Kansas. In the offering is 55 bulls, including Simangus, Simmental, and Angus. For more information, check out our website at MosierRanch.com for sale information, including our catalog and video, or give me a call at 785-456-3101.
Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas has announced its first death linked to COVID-19 clusters within Kansas schools. Kate News reports that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's latest update yesterday showed one death and seven hospitalizations among the 29 active school clusters. So far, the KDHE has not named the districts linked to the cases, but there are no deaths reported under the age of 18. The KDHE also said that since the pandemic began, there's been 330 cases associated with the public school system and 38 total clusters. So far, there are currently five active school clusters, including Derby High School, Independence High School, and Dodge City Public Schools. The Department of Health and Environment has also reported six clusters within sports. In other news, the Kansas Secretary of State's office is reporting a total of 456,148 advance ballots being mailed out on the first day of advance voting. KWCH News reports that so far 2,383 of the ballots have already been returned. At this time in 2018, the state had only seen 423 ballots returned. Mid American Network News.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData Compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The Kansas Board of Regents has appointed a new interim president yesterday to lead Wichita State University while it searches for a replacement for Jay Golden, who abruptly resigned last month without explanation. Wichita State Provost Rick Muma, who has been acting president since Golden resigned, will immediately take on the job as interim president. Muma was also named acting president when former President John Barta was ill. Regents Chair Bill Feuerborn praised Muma's experience and knowledge of Wichita State in a news release announcing the appointment. And police in Kansas City say three people were killed in separate crashes there in a single morning. The Kansas City Star reports that first happened just before 2 a.m. yesterday, which when a head-on crash in the south end of the city killed one driver. The second happened about 6:40 a.m. when a Jeep lost control in the Southtown Fort Creek neighborhood and hit a utility pole. Minutes later, a motorcyclist was killed in a crash in a sports utility vehicle on Blue Parkway. Police say so far 86 people have been killed on city roads this year compared to the 78 fatalities in all of 2019. Good America Network News.
How can something practical also be lots of fun? When that something is an ATV, a UTV, a golf cart, or a motorcycle. And for both their practical and fun sides, you need insurance protection. I'm Dave Savage, and we can design an affordable insurance coverage to fit your ride. Come see us for a quote at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Blue Valley Insurance. Protecting what's most important to you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Officials in Nebraska say Halloween celebrations may need to be tweaked because of the coronavirus pandemic as the state continues to set records for the number of coronavirus hospitalizations. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts said yesterday he thinks children will still be able to go trick-or-treating for Halloween, but people may decide to leave candy on their porches for kids to pick up instead of handing it out themselves. Ricketts, who has eliminated most of the state's virus restrictions, isn't likely to impose new rules for Halloween, but he encouraged people to follow the recommendations of public health officials who have called traditional trick-or-treating a high-risk activity. Dry conditions across Nebraska are providing an opportunity for producers to get ahead on harvesting. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, as of Sunday, 34% of Nebraska corn was already in the bin. Rick Everett, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Due to COVID-19 issues, advance voting in Nemahal County will be delayed until further notice in the county clerk's office in Seneca. Advance mail-in ballots have been sent and will continue to be processed as requested through a phone call to the office or online application at ksvotes.org. Advance requests are due by October 27. A detour near Barnston will be marked for about a week as work is set to begin west of the community on Highway 8, with work set to get underway Friday on a culvert replacement coordinated by the Nebraska Department of Transportation. An informational meeting was held last Saturday at Lake Idlewild, north of Waterville, to discuss a strategy to bring back activity to the lake. Waterville Mayor Josh Stout talked about the initial assessment.
I think for sure a critical path for us to be successful in any initiative out there, we're going to have to dredge the lake. We've got a couple ways we can do that. You know, the traditional hydraulic dredging, or we can drain the lake and dry it out, which takes a little bit more time, but maybe more cost effective depending on what kind of funds we can raise. Cleaning up down timber, getting the area prepped so we can back burn that property, and some repairs to the dock. So to me, those are the three essentials.
Josh Stout was a guest on our public affairs program last weekend and spoke of the benefits. He invites anyone interested to another meeting this Saturday at Lake Idlewild at 10:30 a.m.
I have heard a lot of responses from the older generation in the surrounding communities talking about their parents and their parents' parents and all the fun they used to have at the lake, racing boats, fishing, swimming, kayaking. So we'd like to bring some of those activities back to the lake. A lot of folks in the community, myself included, are active outdoorsmen. And then also, this is an opportunity to bring revenue into the community, you know, whether it's from food supplies, ice. If we can get the camping aspect be important as well and to be utilized, we've got some opportunity to bring some sales tax revenue into the community as well.
Marvin L. Tug DeLay, age 92, of Morrillville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Morrillville Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Marvin Tug DeLay. Edwin A. Bikeman, age 84, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Edwin Bikeman. Lola L. Danielson, age 84, of Randolph, passed away April 20th. Memorial service Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Lola Danielson. Arthur D. Art Pearson, age 70, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Art Pearson. Kenneth E. Jiggs Slifer, age 91, of Frankfort, passed away on Sunday. Private service will be held at a later date with the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Kenneth Jiggs Slifer.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to Marysville during the Pony Express Gravel Dash this weekend. The annual event Saturday brings riders from several Midwest states. Cheer them on at the Historic Depot. Also featured is the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K Run Saturday morning. Stroll downtown and drop in at any of our many local merchants who always welcome your business. Learn more online at visitmarysvilleks.org. Your invitation from the Citizen State Banks, Blue Valley Technologies, free CPA and tension envelope.
Hey, musicians! Get squirrely with us at Squirrel Jam Saturday, October 17th from 2 to 6:30 p.m. at the Marysville City Park. We're looking for musicians, solos, duets, trios, bands, you name it, to perform at the bandstand. For those who just want to enjoy the live music, come chill out with us at the Marysville City Park, rocking out with these jamming squirrels. Bring your own beverages. Coolers of beer are allowed. Sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Corp.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A powerful low-pressure system across the upper parts of the Midwest yesterday is moving off towards the east. We have a cold front still moving across the central and east-central parts of the Midwest, and that will continue to plunge towards the south-southeast. This is bringing a little bit of some rain showers, some clouds in some areas, but the main thing is those gusty winds. We have a high-pressure system that will move in behind it, bringing us some quiet weather as we head into Friday and Saturday. We have a dry cold front that's going to push through Saturday night, bringing us some chilly temperatures for Sunday and into the early parts of next week. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny, upper 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-30s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, highs around 60. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, mid-40s. And Saturday, mostly sunny skies. That's a look at your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
When you have a debit card, you can pay as you go and not build up debt on costly credit card balances. Our debit cards are convenient, easy to use, and accepted at merchants everywhere. Each month, we supply an accurate, easy-to-read statement of all your debit transactions, freeing up your quality time for your family. Debit cards, better than plastic and easy to use. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature mid-October 68, recent record high 81 in 2005. The average low 43, a record low of 36, set in 2002. Sunrise this morning 7:37, sunset this evening at 6:45.
What's the most bacteria-infested item you handle each day? The answer might surprise you. An in-depth look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 15th. It is the 289th day of the year, and musician Richard Carpenter has a birthday. We've been more focused than ever this year on cleaning, disinfecting, sterilizing, and more. But one of the most germ-infested items we encounter gets little attention, paper money. Study after study finds that our currency harbors countless varieties of germs, viruses, bacteria, even traces of drugs and human feces. It's hard to tell how much disease is transferred through the handling of bills, but experts are saying it's time to raise awareness. Make sure your hand-washing routine takes into account the handling of cash. Using more plastic, by the way, won't help much. Credit and debit cards were found to be almost as dirty. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Hello, this is Jim Swim, candidate for the Kansas House 106 District. Representing you is my first priority. I will vote to pass Medicaid expansion, which will bring a portion of our federal tax dollars back to Kansas. By reducing uncompensated care costs, Medicaid expansion will help to save our rural hospitals and other vital health care services. A vote for Jim Swim is a vote for Medicaid expansion in Kansas.
Paid for by friends of Jim Swim, Gary Howland, Treasurer.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. A marquee college football matchup this weekend has been postponed until December because of a COVID-19 outbreak. CBS News correspondent Peter King has the story.
The University of Florida was supposed to host national champion LSU Saturday, but now 21 Gators players and two assistant coaches have tested positive for COVID-19. Florida Athletic Director Scott Strickland.
It's really important that everyone remains diligent, and you can't take your foot off the gas, so to speak, as far as doing all the things that we're being asked to do from social distancing or masking.
Florida head coach Dan Mullen was roundly slammed for saying he wanted to see 90,000 fans in the stands Saturday, critics calling him ignorant. The super spreader potential of that. Now he says he's sorry he said it. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Also just out, Alabama coach Nick Saban and his athletic director have also tested positive for COVID. Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're looking for show steers and heifers for your family this year, now's the time to check out the Dudes and Divas online sale from Steckline Cattle Company. Over a dozen high-quality show steers and heifers are up for sale. Most have registration papers for Key, Angus, Maine, and Charlet Composite. All calves are halter broke and ready for their new home. Check out the Dudes and Divas sale October 19th on SC Online Sales. For more information, call Tess McCurry, 316-461-3523. That's 316-461-3523.
Right now, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Kansas is fighting for your voice to be heard. AARP Kansas wants to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/ksvotes. Paid for by AARP.
The NCAA announced their March Madness sites for 2025, with Wichita being one of the locations. And if everything goes as planned in the coming years, it'll be the third time Wichita has hosted a couple of rounds of the NCAA tournament at Intrust. Our news partners at Cake TV spoke with Visit Wichita's Josh Howell.
At this point, we're still moving forward. You know, the NCAA has told us that we're still a go. We're super excited to be hosting the NCAA tournament again.
Howell says Wichita is also scheduled to host two rounds of March Madness in 2021. Research at Wichita State University shows that the 2018 tournament brought in an estimated $5.5 million from out-of-town visitors and an additional $3.5 million from local fans. The NFL has canceled next January's Pro Bowl scheduled for Las Vegas. During an owners' meeting held virtually yesterday, the league opted to call off the All-Star game, hoping to replace it with a variety of virtual activities. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Taking a look at Tuesday's high school volleyball action, Marysville defeated Abilene in both matches. Valley Heights won both in their own triangular, defeating Donovan West and Wetmore. Centralia won both matches in their triangular by defeating Troy and Blue Valley Randolph. Frankfort also won both in their own triangular, beating Onega and Clifton Clyde. Hanover came away with a clean sweep at the Washington County Quad, winning over Axel, Washington County, and Lynn. Washington County went 2-1, beating Axel and Lynn. Lynn went 1-2 by defeating Axel, and Axel went 0-3. Scheduled matches for this weekend include Marysville at the Sabetha Tournament, and the TVL Tournament gets underway this weekend. The top eight will play in the Gold Division at Washington County, and those teams are Valley Heights, Hanover, Washington County, Centralia, Lynn, Clifton Clyde, Wetmore, and D-West. And the bottom five will play in the Silver Division at Frankfort, and those teams are Frankfort, Blue Valley Randolph, Onega, Troy, and Axtell. And that's a look at the high school volleyball action here on KNDY.
Too many plants and not enough time or space to get them planted? Consider creating a special space to grow and tend them until you can move them to their permanent home in the garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. If you're like most gardeners, your driveway and patio is filled with bargain plants, divisions from friends, and other plants we want to evaluate before adding them to our gardens. Planting them in a holding bed will reduce the effort needed to keep them healthy until you decide their fate. Just select an area with easy access for maintenance, but one that will not impact the beauty of your landscape. Place plants directly in quality garden soil or create a raised bed. Use this time to evaluate their beauty and suitability for your landscape. Move those you like into the garden and share the rest with others who have the perfect spot for the plant. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It is known as the sailing capital of the U.S. It also happens to be a state capital, former national capital, and home to some of the most prominent institutions in the country. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more.
Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA home loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA home loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
When the United States was founded, Annapolis, Maryland was one of the country's major cities, even serving as the national capital for a few months. But as years passed, other cities began to surpass it in size.
The mid-1700s, that was called the Golden Age of Annapolis, and that's when Annapolis was the place to be. Things changed after a time. Baltimore became a bigger port city, and Annapolis was not as much in the limelight.
Susan Steckman says the qualities that made the city popular centuries ago remain a drawing card today.
It was a waterfront community then. It's a waterfront community now. A lot of people come here for recreational boating and sailing. We're America's sailing capital, and a lot of people come here for that.
Many people today know Annapolis for the Service Academy located here.
U.S. Naval Academy is here. It's a National Historic Site because it is. The public is invited to tour the yard daily, actually. They can come and tour the yard either on their own or take advantage of tours that come from the Armel Lefwich Visitor Center there on the yard.
Today, the city combines the best of old and new.
Annapolis is called a museum without walls, and it truly is. History Quest opened recently. It's designed to be a springboard where people can walk in there, watch some videos, see some information, and come out ready to discover the museum without walls that is Annapolis. They'll know where to go to see the historic buildings, what streets they want to check out. The brick-lined streets of Annapolis are pretty well known. People love the quaintness of the town.
Traveling the countryside in Annapolis, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction of collectibles, hardware, and household items for Harold and Mary Brokamp Saturday, October 17th, beginning at 10 a.m. in Corning at the former General Store and Corn Crib Cafe. A number of collectible items include an oak icebox with electric compressor, platform scale, national cash register, oak harvest table, 3 and 5 drawer dressers, lots of advertising items, metal signs, a few neon signs, framed pictures, and a few older prints, plus many other collectibles. Household items include a ceramic top, electric stove, electric dryer, pellet stove, microwaves. Hardware items include new hand tools, over 40 pocket knives, over 100 pair of leather gloves, gift bags, and miscellaneous. This public auction of collectibles, hardware, and household items for Harold and Mary Brokamp will be held Saturday, October 17th, 10 a.m. in Corning at the former General Store and Corn Crib Cafe. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
There aren't many plants more fussed over when going into winter than roses. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Roses need protection from the freezing cold, but some need a thicker blanket than others as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
grown several types of roses over the years, some more fussy with their care than others. But like most gardeners, the big dilemma in the fall is when to cover them up for the winter and how. Dennis Patton is an extension horticulture agent at Kansas State University. He says in the old days, the recommendation was to wait two or three hard freezes for the plant to go dormant, and then you could cover them up. Now you don't have to wait.
The thought initially was that if you mulched them, you prevented them from going dormant and setting them up for potentially more winter kill. But what research has found is that the roses are smarter than we are. And they know, because the days are getting shorter, the temperatures are getting cooler, that they need to go dormant. And so it really doesn't delay that natural process like they once feared.
Patton says in most areas of the country, roses should be covered up at least by Thanksgiving. How you protect them depends on the type of rose. The very popular knockout roses are hardy and need very little winter protection, maybe just a few inches of mulch around the base. On the other hand, hybrid teas, grandifloras, floribundas, and miniatures are much more sensitive to freezing temperatures and need a cozy winter blanket.
The traditional option, and probably the most recommended option, is to put a mound of soil about 6 to 8 inches deep right over the center of the plant. And then that protects the graft union, that protects those lower canes from the harsh winter conditions.
Patton doesn't recommend styrofoam rose cones. He says they can heat up quickly on a sunny, warm winter day, and if the plant breaks bud too early, it can be damaged. You'll find more tips for winter rose care at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I love living in a place that has four seasons. But there's one thing I've learned from a lot of hot summers and cold winters. The weather can really set you back if you're not prepared. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, before winter hits, I put my snow kit in my car. Gloves, hats, boots, and an ice scraper. In the summer, well, it's sunscreen, sunglasses, and a pair of flip-flops. The way I see it, life has seasons too, and it's important to be financially prepared. Let's be honest, your needs are a lot different when you're just out of college than when you're ready to retire. One way to prepare for these milestones is to create a financial strategy that connects your finances with your faith. It should include what you need now and in the future, and how you want to give to others. It's comforting to know that each year the seasons will change according to God's plan. And if you have a plan for your life's seasons, you can live a more content, confident, and generous life.
Hi, my name is Crystal Busey, and I am your Republican candidate for County Clerk of Marshall County. As County Clerk, I promise to be responsible and accountable to the Marshall County voters. I will be transparent in all facets of the job with the Marshall County community while acting with the utmost honesty and integrity. I am committed to bringing a new sense of direction to the clerk's office, and I would appreciate your vote on November 3rd, paid for by Busey for County Clerk, Melody Tomer, Treasurer.
A successful formula for partnering environmental groups with agriculture. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Farmers and environmental groups have not always been pals, but there's a model in California that's working. Sustainable Conservation is a San Francisco nonprofit, and Ashley Boren is executive director.
We are very focused on improving environmental quality and natural resource sustainability, but we're also very focused on the economic viability of these businesses so that they can continue operating and be part of the solution, and also the health of the communities that are in our states.
Boren says trust and transparency make for a good partnership.
You know, over time, you say you're going to do something and you do it, and then people realize you're serious and that you stick to your word. We stick with things for a long time until we really can address them, and I just think over time we've been able to develop really strong relationships.
Boren says her group was started with the idea of collaborating more with farmers.
I'm happy to say I think there's been a big trend in the conservation field generally that more and more groups realize the power of these partnerships. There's a whole series of groups that I think are really looking at agriculture as a great ally in achieving our conservation objectives.
Learn more at suscon.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
The Irish Creek Wind Farm is positive development for our community. Aletha Perry says diversifying landowners' opportunities is important.
Having grown up in the 80s, I remember the heartache and tragedy that come with the farm crisis. So this project means a lot to me personally because I lived through the struggles of watching my parents as well as close friends and neighbors make some very hard decisions whether to sell land or animals to make it. Some of them had to sell out completely. And I feel personally, had they been given an opportunity like the Irish Creek Wind, it would have changed many lives.
Aletha Perry is among supporters of the Irish Creek Wind Farm.
I am proud to speak up for the majority of folks in the Frankfort community who support economic growth and the Irish Creek Wind Project. I am proud to speak for new opportunities for our community, our children, and our future.
To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
Good Thursday, Sam Schneck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. When we spoke with USDA Stephanie Ho, she says their forecast of lower stocks of wheat leads to higher expected prices.
October's WASDE report incorporates information from two places, USDA's crop production report and grains reports that came out September 30th.
You know, in most cases, we're looking at tighter supplies. Wheat, for example, U.S. wheat supplies, we tightened up a bit this month based on that stocks information and crop production information.
That was World Ag Outlook Board Chair Mark Chekanowski.
The big takeaway from the U.S. balance sheet on wheat is that now we're forecasting for the new crop year the lowest stocks in 6 years.
He calls that pretty noteworthy.
We brought our ending stocks estimate down by 43 million bushels from what we had last month, and year over year we're looking at about 145 million bushel reduction in ending stocks.
Wheat prices are forecast up 20 cents to reach $4.70 per bushel for the 2020-2021 crop year.
Now we take a look at some details of some of the changes to the demand side of the balance sheet for corn, as again we continue with World Ag Outlook Board Chair Mark Chekanowski.
We reduced our feed use estimate a bit, and that is consistent with both the smaller crop and the higher prices that we're seeing. We also pulled back our ethanol use forecast a little bit, and that reflects EIA data, that's Energy Information Administration, and just a relatively slower recovery in ethanol demand than we had been anticipating. So when it's all said and done, you know, a pretty big tightening up of ending stocks. Stocks-to-use ratio dropping down to 14.9%, and we increased our average market price by a dime to $3.60 a bushel.
Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest trail on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer selling on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 220464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire until...
Even when you think you've seen it all, you haven't. The last few years have shown us that. And in the midst of what we can't control, Ag Partners is working with Winfield United to make certain of what we can with cropland seed. Together, they're putting millions of data points from answer plot locations and proven algorithms to work to set you and your fields up for success. And they mean each of your fields. Ag Partners agronomists will walk your fields and take soil samples to determine the best seed for each acre. When each seed is 100% yield potential, how you manage your field is key. That's why Ag Partners retailers are with you for in-season management too, utilizing tissue and soil sampling to gain data-backed insights so you can make informed adjustments to changing conditions. So when you buy cropland seed, you get more than great seed. You get the commitment of Ag Partners and Winfield United to make the most of it, so you get the greatest profit potential. Find your local Ag Partners agronomy account manager today at winfieldunited.com/agpartners.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Today, Tuesday, October 13th, is Global Fertilizer Day, as proclaimed by the Fertilizer Institute. TFI describes the day as an annual event seeking to educate people about the fertilizer industry and its contribution to feeding the global population. TFI President and CEO Corey Rosenbusch says, "We feed the world. We do it sustainably. I'm proud of the women and men working in the industry to make it all happen." In years past, facilities have opened their doors to local school kids, elected officials, and the public for facility tours and presentations. With the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, the 2020 celebrations have gone mostly virtual. TFI and the Nutrients for Life Foundation joining hosting a virtual learning event today focused on workforce development by highlighting available career pathways for the fertilizer industry. They're also helping the industry spread the word through social media and learn more about those efforts online at TFI.org. Well, the National Biodiesel Conference and Expo going virtual for the 2021 event, January 18th through 21st. The event's going online to share the latest biodiesel and renewable diesel industry news, highlight some key speakers, and showcase industry-sponsored companies. This virtual event will be accessible to everyone, sharing the industry's message from coast to coast through a new, safe format that will rise to meet the needs of all attendees. The event is one of the many things in early 2021 pivoting to a virtual platform due to those concerns for COVID-19. Biodiesel Board CEO Donnell Redhagen said, "We can't wait to kick off a new year and are members with key industry partners during the first ever virtual conference. The conference topics include low carbon fuels, bioheat, the renewable fuel standard, and the changing landscape for diesel vehicles, among other things. You can register or find out more information online at biodieselconference.org. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here to talk about some positive news about soybean exports to China after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
U.S. agricultural exports to China had a sluggish start to 2020 relative to the lofty expectations set forth by the Phase One trade agreement with China, but the August value soared substantially. And over that of the prior months, owing to strong soybean shipments. And let's look at some of the ag shipments to China. U.S. cotton exports to China set a 7.5-year high in August, while the corn shipments to the Asian country reached an all-time record. But the combined export value of cotton and corn, the number 2 and 3 items in August, was less than half that of soybeans, emphasizing the importance of the oil seed in the trade relationship. According to data published a few days ago by the U.S. Census Bureau, the United States in August shipped $2.15 billion in agricultural and related products to China. That topped the 2012 record for the month by 19%. And that speaks to sheer volume of items being shipped, given the price difference between 2012 and 2020. The 2012 export prices of U.S. soybeans, cotton, and corn to China were between 50 and 85% higher in this current year. The actual August tonnage of soybeans to China missed last year's record for the month, falling 11% to 2.4 million tons, but that's more than was shipped in the previous 6 months combined and is the second biggest August volume to China in history. The strong soybean performance is primarily what bolstered the record August. Soybeans accounted for 41% of all U.S. farm goods shipped to China in August, and that's the best since January's 52%. Soybeans' share was 19% or lower between February and July, which was close to normal for the later months, but sharply below normal in the earlier ones. And that explains why U.S. farm exports to China were dismal versus the average earlier in 2020, and then recovered to above average levels as the year progressed. It also continues to support the critical role of soybeans in the U.S. agricultural trade with China. Despite recent record exports of other farm products, the overall effort is dragged down when soybean exports are weak, and vice versa. The Phase 1 trade agreement, which was signed back in January, suggested that China would buy and import at least $36.5 billion worth of U.S. farm products in 2020. But so far, positive results, and that's good news for American soybean growers. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5.
Valley Vet Supply. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
When weeds start showing resistance, it's not because the herbicide is changing the weed. It's simply the survival of the fittest and their reproduction on Successful Farming Radio.
The next big thing in soybean technology is coming. Expected soon, XtendFlex soybeans. The yield you want, the choice you need. Learn more at extendflexsoy.com.
What's the next big thing from the Roundup Ready Extend crop system? A soybean built on Roundup Ready to Extend technology, or one with glufosinate tolerance? Great news, it's both. Expected soon. Extend Flex Soybeans. Always read and follow IRM where applicable. Grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Commercial availability in 2021 is dependent on regulatory approval. No dicamba may be used in crop with Extend Flex Soybeans unless and until approved. And no dicamba formulations are currently registered for such use in the 2021 season. Learn more at extendflexsoy.com.
Fill once, plant all day. The Thrive 3D application system from FMC is a revolutionary in-furrow crop protection platform that plants up to 480 acres between refills. The Thrive 3D application system mounts to most major planter brands and can be yours at no cost with the FMC Freedom Pass program. To learn more, call 815-362-7747 today. Always read and follow all label directions.
People, weeds have natural genetic variations, and it's those variations that allow some weeds to survive even though they've been sprayed with a herbicide. Scott Nolte is a weed specialist at Texas A&M AgriLife Extension. He says a grower applies a herbicide and starts to notice that it doesn't work anymore. Logically, the grower would think the herbicide is causing the issue.
Growers are inadvertently selecting for a biotype or that specific weed that had a standing genetic mutation that allowed it to be resistant to that herbicide. So by applying that one herbicide or herbicide mode of action over and over, you eventually select for a population of weeds that has that genetic mutation.
He says if they're highly susceptible to a herbicide and everything around them is killed, there's nothing for the surviving weeds to cross-pollinate with. So they can only reproduce the resistant biotype. Plants such as pigweed set out thousands of seeds, and it's very likely that some will have the mutation that allows them to survive. Nolte recommends fighting back with multiple modes of action.
The generally agreed upon method is tank mixing, multiple effective modes of action. So when we say effective modes of action, it's a herbicide that will essentially provide at least 80% or higher control of a weed species, and then not allowing that one weed to escape.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about weed herbicide resistance at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Hello and good Thursday afternoon. Sips back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the lunch hour now, still more of the same, a mixed to slightly higher day all across the ag commodity markets. We'll start with the livestock as live cattle still feeling some pressure. October live cattle down 62 cents at 107.75. December down 72 to 109.55. Still mixed to slightly lower for the feeder cattle. However, the immediate months are slightly higher, including October feeder cattle up 25 at 138.62. November is up a dime at 136.42. However, losses beyond that point. Same story for the lean hogs. The immediate months are slightly higher. December hogs up 102 at 69.45. February into next year up 35 cents at 71.45. But again, red numbers beyond that. Into the corn complex now, as we've seen the corn certainly rebound here through the midday. December corn up 5 3/4 at 402 and a quarter. March into next year up 4 3/4 to 407 and a quarter. Double-digit jump for Kansas City wheat. December KC wheat now up 16 3/4 to 552. March sitting at $5.60 3/4. That's up 16 1/2. And the soybeans have rebounded for a slight gain now after a morning of mostly lower numbers. In fact, double-digit losses at times. November soybeans back up 4 1/2 to 1061. January selling at 1060 1/4. That's up 3 cents. Soybean meal for December up sharply, up 760 to 371.10. And soybean oil down 71 points. Still at 33.17. Cotton complex still mostly mixed, but December cotton up 2 points at 68.93. A look at the stock markets here through midday, falling for the third straight day as the Dow dropping 60 points now at 28,453. The S&P's down 19 at 3,469. And the NASDAQ dropping 140 at 11,629. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Has 2020 made you want to bring in 2021 a little early? At Midwest Kia, we have the inventory to bring 2021 to you now. In fact, almost every new Kia on the lot is a 2021. And right now, you can get dealer discounts up to $2,100 off MSRP. Plus, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on remaining new 2020 Kias. Let's bring in 2021 a little early. And Midwest Kia is not stopping there. Get here today to buy with no money down and make no payments till 2021. Ready to move on from 2020? Let's bring in 2021 a little early. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models and approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Interest accrues from date of purchase through dealer. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, and K900 KMF with 1333.1000 finance. Example.
Legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1 KNDY, Marysville.